Is that the one we sent it under?
I can't remember.
Hold on, everybody that's watching right now, just hold on. We're being Bill's technical support, so just bear with us right now. Bill's trying to figure out how to launch a space shuttle.
Oh, great.
Nope. Right back in HVACR videos.
Yeah, just stay out of HVACR videos, okay?
So how do I get into the other one?
Whatever email we sent you admin access.
I've already tried two of them. I've tried.
Well, you have too many damn email addresses.
So those are the only ones. Like, literally, I use one for my YouTube channel.
Can we do this another day?
Well, I mean, you guys just got done telling me how easy this is. You're like, it's super easy. It's so easy.
I can't tell you how many times we've gone over this so far.
I can't tell you how many times I've tried it and it doesn't work. And you guys are like, oh, it's super easy. It's super easy.
All I could do is send you a link for an invite. That's all I could do. I can't log in for you.
Tell me how to log in. I just did what you said and it didn't work.
No, that's obviously not the email you signed up for moderator access from.
I only have those.
No, that's the problem. I ask you, I'm like, hey Bill, what do you want me to send you an email to? And you're like, Bill Russell at amp whatever, or curious HVAC guy at gmail.com. Like, you know, but there's another one too, I think, isn't there?
Well, I have a Yahoo one, but that's for work.
I swear you've sent Yahoo one too before.
I can I can't use that for Google, can I?
All right, guys. So this is what's going on right now. We're having major technical difficulties, right?
Well, it's not technical. At least we're all here.
Are we though?
Oh, look at this. Look at this guy. Wait for this guy.
Now we are here. Joe's sitting in the dark with his freaking camera from 1930.
It's okay. It's okay, guys. We're not live. We're not late. Like, it's 6:07. I
mean, what are we at? Number 177, Joe. Interesting. Wow. It's almost like it was yesterday, right?
I do have to say you have a nice shirt on though, Joe. So good on you for that.
That's it all that matters, right?
It is looking kind of worn though, my friend. It is looking a little faded. I think it's time to get a new shirt. I think so.
It is a little faded, but you know what? It's not too bad considering, man.
I think I need to send you a new shirt. I would love to send you a shirt if I didn't have to send it to Saskatchewan and then have it routed to freaking wherever go to Egypt. And
you know what? I never got the new version of the HVACR video shirt.
Oh, well, come on. But I got to be honest with you, Joe. Chris. I kind of like the Philadelphia address because the shipping only cost me like $6.
Yeah, otherwise it costs
$5 in Canada. That's all right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the when I send the stuff to you, I'm going to hit the button to say charge you the taxes in Canada. So that way when they go to give it to you, they're like, you can't have it until you pay the taxes.
Yeah. Did you ever see that? There's actually a Canadian YouTuber, this girl that she did that. And I don't know. Never mind. All right, guys. So listen, what do we got?
By the way. I didn't know we were live.
So, well, that's what happens. So you know what time we hit the live button, Joe, don't you? Every week. This is not going to be one of those shows that just randomly starts 10, 15 minutes after the fact. We are going live at the proper time. So if you're not here, it's on you. All right.
So yeah, I guess you proved it this time. One time I'm late, you proved it to everybody. I came at the last minute.
One time.
I just jokes.
Joe's funny.
All right, man. What are we doing here, guys? What's going on this week?
Hey, I need to make a vote. We need to Adam a long time ago sent me these HVAC overtime.
Oh, that was Bill.
Oh, was it Bill? I thought you did this, Adam.
Oh, that was Bill.
Oh, Bill sent me these HVAC overtime whiskey glasses. We need to have these on the website. Like,
you know what else I think we should have?
I think they're website. Cool.
I liked, we did a run of HVAC overtime Yetis coffee mugs. We should do another run of those and put those on the
That's front. Right. And not lose our asses on them.
Well, we're going to lose our ass. That's just how it is.
No, you're not. You don't have to. Just put them on there. People will buy them. Yeah. Be fair. You don't need to make an arm and a leg. Just make like, what the hell just happened?
Whoa.
I think Bill just went live on my channel is what just happened. I swear really? Bill's literally logged into the HVACR videos channel. Someone let me know if it goes live on HVACR videos. Bill's over there playing with buttons.
He's mad at me. He's mad. Joe, did you need a link or did you know how to log into the page today?
You know, I tried logging into the page this time, but I didn't need a link because I forgot to. Then I did it at the last minute, but then it was telling me to send a 6-digit code and it wasn't coming to my email.
Because it's the email you signed up with is a different one than your login.
I know, but oh, wait, what's email?
All right, guys. So this is my plan. I want everyone in the chat to know about this tonight. All right. So I am going to create a PDF document, and I am going to send it to each of you to print out. Yeah. And I want you to tape it on the wall next to your computer.
The steps.
And it's the steps, a flow chart, if you will, of what you need to do every Friday before the show.
Yeah.
Step number one: get here on time. That's step number one.
We're literally not on time.
Do this. If on time, do this.
I think Bill quit the show because I was giving him a hard time.
Was he here? I didn't even notice him. I was like, so.
Oh, that's messed up.
Well,
was he here
though?
He was here, right?
Yeah.
Where did he go?
Nobody knows.
I swear my channel is going to go live right now. Watch.
Something is happening. We don't know. He's gone. That's all right. We can do this without him, right?
No, we were just saying how the show doesn't work when all four of us aren't there.
I know.
Yeah. We feed off each other's energy, you know?
Definitely we do. And we have to be able to make fun of each other too.
Right. Otherwise, the humor is not there. If one of us is missing, the whole show is gone. You know what I mean? 100%. If somebody quits the show, we got to end it. That's it. Let's make a pact. Blood in, blood out. This is how it's going from this point forward. Right?
Yep. Yep. Deal, blood in, blood out.
Yeah. Unless Joe leaves, I'm going to get HVAC Jess to take his spot.
There you go.
She's a hoser. What do they call him?
I'm actually supposed to do an interview with her because we did something at AHR, and I don't know if I said this on the air. I sat down and I was having a conversation with her and her brother. She was sitting there with her brother, and I was asking them, and they had a really cool like thing going between the two of them, and I thought it would make for like a really good interview. So because he's run into problems working with her too, I don't want to spoil it all. But he's run into problems where people, because she's an apprentice and she's trying to learn. So like she'll carry stuff and people give him crap because he's not carrying her tools for her. And like, and it's like, no, she's like, you know, he's not trying to be rude. He's like, no, she's learning that's what she does. And
there's crap. Also, there's like a whole family dynamic, right?
Yeah.
And that's a weird thing too. When you work with, when I used to work for my dad, I worked with my brother, and then I worked with one of my best friends that I grew up with, and he still actually works with me today, right? But that was a weird dynamic. We knew each other for such a long time, and there started to become like a pecking order, right? Yeah. Of who's in charge of who in that. And dude, it was intense. I remember a couple times things got heated. One morning we were cleaning off the truck. My brother, guy, his name is Nate. He had what do they call it? Like the vinyl hose for humidifiers, right? And he called my brother's name. He's like, hey, heads up. And he threw it at my brother. My brother didn't see it. Hit him in the head. And he's holding coffee, right? So my brother's like, really? Brand new cup of coffee that he just poured. Throws it in Nate's face.
Oh, geez.
Brand new all over
his eye, man.
Yeah, we were going to... It was an intense. It was kind of like the OCC with the chopper show, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I've worked with my dad for a long time.
Tried every email. None of them worked.
Try it one more time.
You missed the golden part. Adam said he's going to solve all these problems. Explain to Bill what you're going to do, Adam.
So I'm going to send a PDF out, and I'm going to ask you guys nicely to just please print it out, and it's going to be like a little flow chart for you guys to tape next to your computers. And this is the
process. Is it to do the stuff that I just did and also have it not work like it just didn't work?
No, it's going to be called An Idiot's Guide to the HVAC Overtime StreamYard.
But every time I log into your StreamYard account.
HVAC.
HVAC our videos. That's it. I've tried every email that I have.
HVAC Overtime Host for Dummies.
Well, if you guys send me the link properly, I can do it.
Dude, but here's the thing. At one point, you were the moderator. At one point you actually had moderator access.
I don't think I've ever been able to moderate anything. If I was able to moderate at one point in time, then why is it gone now?
I don't know.
See? You have to log in with the email.
I want to blame Joe. Since he's a moderator, he starts changing things, tweaking buttons.
I bet that's what happened, because why is it that I can't log in? And just go right to it.
So I have this thing, and I set it up.
I'm going to keep fucking with it in the background.
And we're going to do this 100%. We're going to start turning the little tidbits of our private chat that the four of us have together into YouTube shorts. Because limited. We're going to be very careful because
like, this makes you want to shit in a bucket and send it right to your house.
Sometimes the conversations that we have in there would be hilarious if people could hear them.
Oh, and just so you guys know, like every once a month, we kind of purge the chat.
We haven't done it in like a year, bro.
Actually, we can't. Hey, we can't purge it. You know that? All it takes is for one person to hang on to it. You can go back to it. It never deletes.
Yeah, really? But I mean, we it really do deleted. Because if it accidentally got released, like all of us.
Oh yeah, we should, but it'll never. Like all the old chats that we thought we purged before, they're still there.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh, you think these were bad? You should see the ones back in the Jan Israel days.
Oh yeah, they never go away. Remember that one time we murdered that guy? We talked about it in the chat the whole time.
We premeditated it. That was bad. Then we actually committed it, and then. That's why
we purged that chat.
Oh,
I know what you did last year.
Your guys this week? Are you guys getting ready for this killer storm that left California is now heading across the coast?
Dude, we had thunder snow
right now.
Yeah, we're getting hit with it right now as we speak.
I gotta say though, I've had probably four or five people reach out to me and ask me if I'm buried in snow. The media is just plain dumb, guys. I watched the national news last night and I was just looking at their headlines, and the headlines read California buried in snow, California residents stuck in their homes because of snow. Guys, we have like a few mountain communities that have snow. Now, granted, it's crazy in those mountain communities, but the other billion people that live in California, it's 70 degrees outside and we're fine. So. But yeah, the storms are no joke though, because it did rain for.
Did they finally get all that wine and cheese up to those rich white people up in the mountains?
Yeah, the MREs. I was just thinking because they called in the National Guard to go help the mountain communities, and they were saying they were going to bring food. And then in my head, I'm just laughing because they literally said they've loaded the Black Hawk helicopters with MREs and they're going to drop them off. And can you imagine these rich entitled people getting a box of MREs, being like, "What the fuck do we do with this?"
Well, I know. That's what I was going to say. Like the mountain people from California, you think they're the same caliber, and you think they would be getting the same type of supplies that the mountain people in Tennessee, if they get snowed in?
Mm-mm.
No. Why?
No, I mean, they will, but they don't think that. They think they're going to get freaking their fancy sandwiches and whatever, but they're going to be getting MREs and they're going to be like, how do I eat this? Wait, why is it crunchy? I don't understand why this.
I think they're going to get like
powdered wine,
fancy Lunchables.
Pretty much.
I was all the way on the north side of Chicago today, and I thought I was going to get stuck in traffic because of the snow. We didn't get any snow. I was at a lady's house. She insisted, this lady's been emailing me off the hook. She wants to get a heat pump for her house. She has a 100-year-old house. And she told me her house is 3,000 square feet. Right. And she's had two blower door tests already done. And she wants me to air seal her house. Do you do that? And I need to install a heat pump. I'm like, I think we need to figure out what's going on at your house. Blah, blah, blah. Right. So I bring the blower door. I try to, I use my little Cubicasa app to measure everything up to do a load calc. And she told me her blower door number was over 3000 CFM 50. All right. Number one, her house is 1,000 square feet. Not 3,000 or 2,800, whatever she said it was, right? Her freaking blower door is 1,000. It's good. She's got a tight house. She got all this insulation, everything done. I'm like, let's go. Freaking put the heat pump in the back of the truck. Let's get this baby rocking.
Nice.
So that's a new project we're going to have coming up here.
You know? Well, that's kind of depressing in the chat. Jonathan Hughes is saying that there's a commenter that had popped up in here and in Clive's chat named Fur Bear, and apparently he passed away.
I remember Fur Bear.
Yeah.
That's what Jonathan Hughes is saying, is that he passed away. Wow. Really? That's crazy.
Fur Bear. With that.
Wow.
Was that his moderator?
It might have been.
So. Might have been one of them. Yeah.
Clive's here to send you the special picture?
No, that wasn't Fur Bear. That was someone else. Someone else sent me a picture, then I opened up an email. Don't ever open up an image in an email. Yeah. Honestly, in hindsight, I should have saved it and sent it to the overtime guys because I just told them about it, but it would have been funny to bomb them all the time.
I even logged into StreamYard with the overtime email address.
Oh,
got nowhere.
Got a cancer.
She lost. So LED Handyman says, do you have a list of tools that every new tech should start with working with a company? Oh. Okay, that's a hard question. And I'm going to answer that with don't spend a bunch of money on tools. When you're going, especially because LED Handyman, you're in Southern California, okay? Majority of the companies in Southern California are only going to require you to carry hand tools, okay? And if they do require you to buy vacuum pumps and recovery machines, go find another company, because a good majority of the companies in California are going to buy the big ticket items, and you're just going to have to carry the small ticket items in. So I tell everybody that's getting started in the industry, don't go spend a bunch of money on tools, because you're going to go work for a company and you're going to realize the kind of tools you need to have once you start working for them. Now, yeah, have a tool bag with a basic 6-in-1 and some crescent wrenches and, you know, things like that. Sure. But don't go spend a bunch of money on a bunch of fancy tools.
And as time goes on, too, you're going to figure out what you don't have. And you're going to be like, oh, hey, yeah, I need a pair of side cutters, a.k.a. Yeah. side cutters.
And especially for someone new starting out in the trade, if a company expects you to jump in a van the first day and go run service calls, you need to find another company, because you need to do a proper training process and learn. So you're going to ride along with someone or follow them, and you're going to be, you know, that company will kind of coach you and expect you to say, hey, you know what? You should have these basic tools. You know, I'd imagine that the basic hand tools are going to be a set of gauges, a meter, and, you know, some basic crescent wrenches and, you know, couple tools, but don't spend a bunch of money on stuff. Like, just get the basics and then you'll figure everything out. That'd be my advice. Now, with you guys in where you're at, Bill, like, what kind of tools does your company provide?
Basically all the big ones except your hand tools.
Okay.
So what about you, Joe? Pretty much anything in a tool bag they won't provide.
Right. So I think it's long, same as Bill. Tool bag, no. Milwaukee stuff, some. Yes.
What about you, Adam?
Really? Milwaukee stuff? Same thing. Like, yeah. I mean, I have three trucks, right? Mm-hmm. So all the big stuff is on the truck. Hand tools, buy hand tools. But like, how detailed do you want to get with hand tools? You can go crazy with it, you know?
I know.
It really basics. Depends. Like, you only need the basics to start. And again, you're going to figure out everything that you need. Yeah. But for me, it's the things that's really easy to lose. That's the stuff that I want you to provide. Because if I provide you with, like, and I even give a tool allowance, right? And then, for instance, digital thermometers, like a little pocket thermometer, I'll give you like 2 a year. That's it. Nice. The other ones are on you. You need to always have 2. And if you lose them, then you buy them, you know?
Yeah, that's the same. Like, our company replaces hand tools, but at a reasonable rate, you know? You can't just go throwing them away and buying new ones all the time.
Yep.
Surprising. Yeah.
But they also do tool bags, too. We get tool bags like once or twice a year.
I actually offered one of my employees. He's not with us anymore. Actually, I think it was Bill's favorite employee. But I offered him a tool allowance, and I asked him about it for like a couple months, because I told him how much I was going to give him every month, and he never used it. And he was buying tools. I'm like, you're going to turn your receipts? Never turned in anything. I don't know if he thought that I was going to like take the tools back from him or.
Like they weren't his when he left or something like that.
Troy Belding says, and this is pretty good advice, don't feel like you have to buy high-end tools to start. Harbor Freight, Northern Tool are fine to start, and then you get better. Then you need and want better tools. And I agree with that. And it's funny, too. Like, I mean, and I always get a good laugh, you know, when people come to work for me, too, and they get their tool bag.
I know.
And again, and they're, like, all excited that they got a hammer in there, and they got all these different things.
It's
like,
vice grips. Just go ahead
and dump that out, and then put about 6 of those things in your bag, you know? I was just talking with one of my guys, and I was just telling him, I was like, dude, your tool bag's too heavy. And he's like, well, I don't understand. He goes, I don't want to have to go back to my van 5 times. And I go, I understand that, but then there's also your back that you can't easily fix. Mm-hmm. So as I get older, it's like, not with the least amount of stuff in my
bag. That's why I can't do book bags. I can't do the book bag tool bags, because I just load them down. Eventually, we have more space to fill it up.
The one I started going with is it the MCT? What is a small book bag?
I don't know.
Thank you, Justin.
Well, maybe Bill should Dustin Cole's show. Okay.
Hey, Dustin's a cool guy, and he doesn't give me rude, sarcastic comments whenever I can't find out a link that people just randomly.
All right, it was my sign
up for Dustin's show too. You're supposed to do a podcast with me. Wait.
Did you hear that, guys? Did you hear that? What did you say, Adam? What'd you say?
I said it was my fault that you guys were here. Joe, let's be honest. Let's put it all out there.
I mean,
it was my fault for you. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Joe wasn't gonna be here anyway. I mean, I was waiting, but Joe was like, he didn't.
Yes, it was.
You guys seen it? It was going on.
There's nothing worse. Absolutely nothing worse than accidentally choking on whiskey. Holy
shit. Well, it's just fun watching you.
That went down the wrong pipe and that hurts.
That's what she said.
No.
Oh, dude, that's like fire in my throat.
Well, yeah, it's whiskey, duh.
That's what all the
you
new
don't kids, breathe it.
The young kids are saying these days when it's something cool. I always hear them say, "That's fire, man!
It's fire, bro!"
No, that was literally fire. That fucking hurt.
So from
dude.
Now on, Chris, you just have to butt chug it so you don't choke on it.
I think I laughed and then it went down.
Funnel it right in your butt.
There's a guy asking in chat. What's he saying? Do you need supplies in a washroom? A commercial?
Hey, slide? Why don't you highlight the comment, Joe?
I can't do it. I don't have the.
You're not a freaking moderator because
no,
he's
you're not. Mad.
All right, listen. The PDF is coming, people. It's coming.
I tell you what, we're just going to do a public episode of explaining to Bill and Joe. We're going to go live.
After the show, you guys are going to take my little hand and guide me through how you guys do this magical StreamYard bullshit.
Screw it. I think we need to do it live. When the show's over, we'll end the show, but then we'll still stay live and we'll explain to Joe and
fuck it, Bill. Do it live. We'll do it live right now.
Sure. So do small commercial washroom need supply? Few are a little cold and was curious.
What?
Well,
what
I mean, do you want to condition the room?
What are we talking about here?
If you want to condition it, and you're having a hard time and it's cold.
Right.
I mean, so, if you're just using foreign indentured servants to do your laundry, they don't need heat and cold air.
I think up to a certain amount of feet, you don't need anything
I think it's like it depends on your load too, right? Like a lot of people, like a lot of houses around me, they'll have like bathrooms on the first floor that are interior bathrooms. There's no exterior walls on any sides, but they'll still put a supply in it, right? And then the people complain that freaking bathroom's hot all the time.
Yeah,
of course it's hot. There's no heat loss to the bathroom, right?
Yeah. But this is commercial, so I don't, you know, sometimes you go in commercial setting washrooms and you find them a little cold or a little hot because I think they just exhaust and they get fresh air from, let's say, a corridor or whatnot through the exhaust.
That's what I was going to say, too. Is there like a ventilation code? You have to provide a certain amount of air.
Exhaust code. I think there's just an exhaust code for commercial.
Like Joe just explained, I have a nursing home that I was just at last week that the complaint was they were cold in the washroom and the mechanical room's always cold, which is right next to on the opposite wall of the washroom. The laundry room, I mean. I just call it a washroom. And I go in there, there's no supplies. There's no diffusers, no returns, nothing in there. And I go in the hallway, they're all in the hallway.
Right.
And I was like, well, yeah, you got to leave these doors open. There's no other way to get warm air in there.
Exactly. That's what they're banking on. Doors opening, gaps underneath the door.
They had gaps. I mean, pretty decent gaps under the door. But that seems like a odd way to design a functioning laundry room, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think it's based on what, toilets or something? Amount of toilets, you need a certain amount of CFM, I think, exhausting. I'm not sure.
And I think it's, for commercial, I don't know anything about
that's it. That's
where. Wait. Johnny Supertech's chiming in over here.
Johnny Supertech?
Codes and permits are for people who want to give away money. Amen, brother. Amen.
Okay. Look someone at that name. It's amazing.
Someone asked me recently if because I'm in the process of redoing my backyard and I just did my front yard about a year ago. And California has these programs where they'll pay you to take out your grass so you use less water. They'll give you like a credit for the amount of grass that you take out if you put in like Desertscape and stuff. And someone was like, "Did you get all those credits?" And I was like, "No, because I don't want the freaking city in my house dictating what I need to do about my house." So I agree with Johnny Supertech right there.
That's crazy that that's actually a thing.
Yeah.
Like, take out your grass, we'll give you extra money.
Well, let's think about it, dude. California should have never been populated. Let's honestly talk about this. The indigenous people or the Native Americans that lived here before we overtook it and kicked them all out, they would migrate seasonally. So California is a giant desert, especially Southern California. So you can't live here during the summer without bringing in water. The only reason why we can actually live here is because of the Colorado River. That brings in all the water, majority of the water to the state of California. Mm. Well, we have water up north, but in Southern California, it's from the Colorado River. So we're taking, and we have more water rights than the places that the Colorado River runs through. We have more water rights than Arizona, Nevada, and Utah, which is where it comes from in Colorado.
So let me ask you something, Chris.
Yep.
If California started breaking apart and falling into the ocean tomorrow and you had to move, what state would you move to?
It's gone.
California's
Montana. Breaking off. They're going to turn it into a prison.
But this is money's not an issue because I want to live out from in the middle LA. Of nowhere where I don't see people. Montana.
Colorado. Right in the middle of the United States.
You still got to work, though.
Oh, shit. Work. That's the problem. Montana and Wyoming are out of the picture if I still got to work. If I got to work, I'd go ahead and move to I got family in North Carolina, and I really like it. That place is beautiful. It's green.
Is that where Ted lives, or is Ted South Carolina?
No, Ted's South Carolina.
I always get the Carolinas mixed up.
Yeah, my brother-in-law lives in North Carolina, and we went out there for his wedding. My wife goes out there every summer, and it's awesome out there.
Somebody said Texas. Dustin wants you to go to Texas.
No, I'm not into Texas. I mean, Texas is another Dust Bowl. I mean, I know some parts are nice, but if I would move out of California, I wouldn't move to another desert climate. Texas is California with humidity. I don't need that.
No, I think like Texas is California, but with guns
and humidity.
Yeah.
And tornadoes. But it's funny, as a Californian, I say tornadoes, right? Just like everybody else does. I don't want to live in California because there's earthquakes. We haven't had a real earthquake in California in like 20 years. So everybody thinks that they're the biggest thing in the world, but you know, same thing, probably Texas. I mean, they probably get more tornadoes than we get earthquakes.
Yeah, we're pretty good here. We just get some snow, a little bit of rain.
You know.
Move to Illinois.
I was born in Missouri. I guess I can move back there.
Do it.
I saw guys, family in Missouri.
Did you guys see that post, MeasureQuick and Sowerman?
Sowerman.
How does that work? Like, I thought there was like a thing with Blue Flame and
so did I.
AccuTools. Yeah. Hey, good for them. I mean, the more.
So what did it say? What was it?
They're, I guess, working with MeasureQuick.
They're integrating Sowerman into MeasureQuick.
Yeah.
So does that mean aren't they still using the Blue Flame or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Probably.
Well, I mean, they have all these different other probes. Why not integrate?
Well, to be fair, I think that, again, I could be stepping on toes and someone correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the only thing that Jim has made a stand on is that the only micron gauge that he will use is the AccuTools micron gauge. I don't think he ever said the only combustion analyzer would be.
Let's get him on the phone.
The Blue Flame.
Get him on the phone.
Hey, doesn't the Testo micron gauge hook up to MeasureQuick?
I don't think so.
I thought it did, but I can't remember.
I think the only micron gauge that works with MeasureQuick is the AccuTools one. And I think Jim has been on the record saying that that's the only one that'll work. But I could be wrong. I spew a lot of bullshit all the time. So
ain't that the truth?
He did say they would integrate other analyzers in the past. Okay.
They wouldn't. Oh, so maybe, I mean, and again, I think that's a good choice to integrate as much as possible because it makes MeasureQuick more of a robust software that tends to work with multiple tools. So
yeah,
I'm not faulting them for doing anything.
Isolate yourself to like one company and one, one niche of technicians that only use that name brand.
Yeah, no.
Oh yeah. And to be fair to, without going into detail, JB is going to be changing a lot of stuff and they're going to be for the better. They're going to be getting better. They have a new person working at JB that is on our side with the industry and stuff. So there will be a lot more stuff coming out of JB for sure.
You know what? I just pulled out my JB pump today and used it instead of my Navac. Because I was like, you know what? I got to plug my recovery machine in anyway. I might as well just grab the old JB.
I mean, I love the Field Piece vacuum pump, but all my guys still use the JB pumps because we bought them 10 years ago and they still work perfect. You just change the oil and they keep on
trucking. It's a solid pump. I'll give it that. Like,
it's heavy, but it's solid.
Yeah.
As far as like the old school manifolds too, I like the Zeppelins, the JB Zeppelins.
Dude, I mean, if you want to talk about compound gauges, Those it's are about the Yellow Jackets for me, dude.
Yeah, I have too. I have the Yellow Jackets as well.
I don't think I have a Yellow Jacket anymore, but if I had to buy a compound, I would buy a Yellow Jacket. Currently, I have Yellow Jacket stubbies where I just have the fitting on a high side and a low side one.
What are these Zeppelins, though?
I don't. Okay, so Dustin's talking about the new Milwaukee released a new vacuum pump. To me, and it would make sense because isn't Milwaukee part of the company that owns Hillmore? Because that looks like the Hillmore pump to me.
Sure.
I don't know.
I just found out that they did this. I didn't know they had a pump.
I wish.
Well, did you know that JB's a little bit
better than 5CFM though? You know,
JB's cordless pump uses a Milwaukee battery. They were the smartest people out there to incorporate a Milwaukee battery on their cordless one.
Are you but sure JB's, about that?
Yeah, 100%, dude.
Hmm.
Let me pull it up. JB cordless.
See, you know, like all this news that you guys just spewed out.
Yeah.
I didn't hear any of that. This is the first time I've heard any of this. Why don't we have like a better HVAC news program or something?
Let's do it. This just in. Milwaukee is coming out with an M18.
We should have a segment dedicated just to HVAC news. Hmm. Not the magazine. That magazine.
Speaking of which, the Grapevine guys do that. You know, if you guys haven't watched the Grapevine YouTube show.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
But when was the last time they were on?
This Sunday?
They were on?
Dude, yeah.
I didn't even know.
And they promoted it.
First time in a while, though, I think.
Wait, speaking of didn't even know about it, listen, guys, I just for the first time in like 5 years went into the Google or what is it? YouTube, Google account? How does it work? You know, using the Google. And I started looking at the overtime numbers. And the majority of people that watches our show and listens to it, they don't subscribe.
Oh, good point.
Oh, dude, that's the story of my life, man.
What the really. Crap? Here,
let me share this. So, I don't know. Originally, it was the Milwaukee branded battery, but that to me is a Milwaukee battery still. But I don't know because remember when Navac first came out with their wireless pump, the Makita battery would fit on there because they still use a Makita charger. But then I think they did something to change it. I don't know. Does the Navac
flip it over or rotate that? Does it allow you to
rotate anything?
Well, that's stupid.
Back on to subscribing.
Yes.
You guys don't subscribe? Come on.
I mean, solid. We could. I did have it in my notes right here. Shout outs. Check out the podcast. Buy our shit on the fucking website there. Join the Facebook page right there. It's all in big bold letters.
And subscribe.
Tease the big Clive episode in a few weeks with Clive coming in.
Oh yeah,
and talk about Clive's new video. That,
what, 2 weeks from now? Maybe we're kind of talking about it back and forth. Possibly.
Thank you, Oregon.
Yeah, but two weeks we're gonna have Clive on.
Dustin Cole said that at the symposium. She said, "I'm assuming you were talking about Tina from JB." Was saying that it will accept the M18 battery for the JB pump.
Nobody knows who that is.
Tina used to be the marketing director for Field Piece, and she now went to JB. She is our person at JB.
Well, fucking hey, why don't we get
phone number?
Why can't we get JB to sponsor us?
Yeah,
I don't ask about money.
Can you highlight Cold One 2001?
I can't figure out how to make this comment disappear. Oh, there's hi, current comment. There you go.
All right, hey, let me show you a trick. Ready? Pull up any comment you want, Chris.
There we go.
Now press space bar.
How the fudge did you figure that out? you know the hotkeys for freaking StreamYard? I don't even know the hotkeys for freaking Adobe Premiere Pro, and I use it like crazy.
No, man, you guys are so cool with your fucking buttons and shit.
See, if you could be a moderator, Bill, if you hit the keyboard,
you guys
all of a sudden the stream just turns off.
Magical link or
sometimes
whatever.
I wonder if we should not show Bill how to be a moderator because he'll be like, hey.
Or you could show me, and then I could do it. Instead, you're like, we sent you a link. I'm like, what link? We sent you a link. I'm like, I don't ever have a link to anything. Then you log in. You're just going to log in. Listen,
Bill, but you are, I would say you're an MVP of the show, but you're also the most freaking dangerous person on the show, too. I can't tell you how many times that I was hoping, I wish we had a bleep button while you were telling
us. No way.
In the middle of a comment or whatever.
So not even close.
Adam. Let me make sure this is
Clive.
Safe. Hold on.
Clive is
let me make sure this is safe. Okay, this is safe. So I'm going to show this right now.
Other ridiculous
present. Comments. Please don't let me share something I shouldn't share. Chrome Analytics. 59% of the people that watch my channel are subscribed, 40% are not.
So, we have more than that on ours. So if anyone is subscribed to Chris's channel, unsubscribe and subscribe to our channel.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, that's how it works. Jeez. Oh, and don't forget also, make sure you subscribe to Big Clive's, both of his channels, actually.
100%. Clive is almost there, guys. We got to.
Yes.
He's getting close.
Our little tiny bit is going to help promote Clive.
That's why he needs the overtime bump again. That's why we got to have him on the show, get that overtime bump, push him over the hill.
If you, Bill, if you're going to create a thumbnail and if he agrees to come on in 2 weeks, I think you should push it his million subscriber celebration.
Million subscriber, guys.
We're going to, he's going to hit a million on our show. That's what's going to happen.
That's a good idea. I think he said not this coming Friday because they'll be traveling, but the following Friday.
508.
We're good. So we'll when he gets done with traveling, we'll set that in stone. But I'm excited to have Big Clive on. We haven't talked to him in so long, and like I've been drug away every weekend. Every Saturday, I'm drug away to go do dumb family stuff and make sure they're not listening. And just, I can't ever see his lives, man. And it bothers me.
So Jessica Egan wants to know if she should bite the bullet and buy the Infocon Stratus. So I have the Infocon Stratus. It's a great leak detector. I really, really want to get their hydrocarbon sensor. And I really appreciate about the Stratus, because the Stratus, you can have a CO2 sensor, a regular refrigerant sensor, and a hydrocarbon sensor all with the same leak detector. You can just swap them out. But the one downside about the Stratus, I'm going to say, is the leak detector costs $800. You can go buy the Fieldpiece DR82 and it costs $400. And for everything that I do, the Fieldpiece DR82 performs equally with the Stratus.
Now, you guys, isn't that a tool that you guys provide for your guys?
Yes.
Leak detectors?
Yes. Yes. I provide leak detectors, and I'm trying to think right now. I think all my guys have the Fieldpiece DR82.
So I think, Jessica, you need to go knock on the boss's door and be like, hey, Mr. Boss, can I get one of these?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Florida's different, though. Florida has a lot of weird things. The pay is different there. What they charge hourly is different. The cost of living is a lot lower. And for whatever reason, in Florida, the employees buy a lot of tools.
Florida's crazy, man. Just thinking about Florida and not having basements and their water tables like 2 foot below the surface.
Like if you see construction in Florida, as best as I understand, before they start digging and then they have to put pumps and everything.
Yeah, they have to drain the land.
Yeah.
That's just crazy to me, man.
And then they fortify it, make a foundation, and then, because they're so below the water table.
So what do you think, Joe? Hydraulic separators or closely spaced tees? Which do you prefer?
Hydraulic separators.
Yeah, they're pricey.
They're a little pricey, but remember the labor goes down,
right?
And you get the biggest velocity like dip. It's just, I think it's worth it. You don't have to, it solves a lot of problems. I think it's like having a buffer tank, miniature buffer tank. So I just think it solves a lot of problems.
And most of them, don't they come with like the dirt separator and all that?
Some do. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Some do.
So
yeah.
Jessica Egan says she has a tool fund, so she's just asking what tool she should spend on. So some people in the chat are also saying, if you buy the Infocon, not the Stratus, but Infocon, what is it? The D, whatever. They have one that's right below the Stratus, and it has the same sensor as the Stratus. It just doesn't have the digital display and the PPM readout. That would be
a good one. I really like the PPM thing, though. Like, I've never used it. I've never used any leak detector with the PPM thing. I still have, hey, Al Anonymous says, or Al Anonymous, what's his name? How do you say it?
Al Anonymous.
Yeah, he gave a frowny face about an H10. I still have my H10, you know?
So when it comes to the PPM readout, though, I think a lot of people, at least the way that people post on social media, they don't understand. If you're using the Stratus and you have it in PPM mode, that's where it gives a parts per million readout. That's actually cloud hunting. So what that's meant for is when you walk into a rack room that has a giant leak in it, that is leaking so much refrigerant that the leak detector won't even calm down from beeping. It gives you a numeric value to tell you when you're getting closer to the leak, but it's actually not the most sensitive point the sensitive setting in the Stratus. So if you want to get a proper leak detector in the Stratus and you just want to use it as a normal leak detector, you don't want it in PPM. PPM is only for when you walk into a room that's saturated with refrigerant. It helps you to understand when you get closer.
For a guy that doesn't read the instruction manuals, you sure have a lot of information on
it. He's good.
He's 100%. I've never read an instruction manual.
Well, how do you know that?
I just absorb information. I watch Facebook comments and watch people reading. And
how do you guys? Good job, Chris. Chris and Adam, you guys both run businesses. You guys both have families, but yet both of you guys somehow still manage to have time to not only study your craft, like Adam reading your manual S's and J's and T's and Q's, and Chris reading your instruction manuals and doing your 900 videos a week. I've always wonder this. Where do you guys find time to do any of this shit? I can barely squeeze in 10 to 15 minutes a day of reading between my job and a little bit of family time and uploading podcasts so I don't get yelled at.
For me, it's 100%. My wife is amazing and understanding and totally does everything for me, so I can focus on what makes me sane, which is, unfortunately, my passion and my hobby, which is work. So I'm just always curious, like you, Bill. In my head right now, I shouldn't
never
say
happened,
this on the
air. Nicole, you shut your mouth.
Yeah, in my head, I think of these random things and then I can't stop. Like right now, I've got this idea in my head that I want to quantify.
I think you say that about all your ideas before you tell us them.
I know. I really shouldn't say this on the air because I don't want anybody to steal my idea, but whatever. I want to figure out how to, and I think I've said this before, but Chris Hughes and Steve Rogers, but I don't think I've said it on the Overtime Show. I want to figure out how to quantify the actual draft that my fireplace in my house creates when I light it. Like the combustion or the
do it.
What do you want to call that?
Hook up your blower door and pressure match. Pressure match. Slowly ramp that baby up.
Wait, hook up the blower door.
Yeah. The blower door.
How the fuck do you do that without pulling the fireplace out of your house, dude?
So you gotta pressurize your house. Pressurizing your house trying to get back to zero. Right?
So anyways, the point that I'm making, Bill, is I just get these weird ideas in my head and then I go down these deep dives.
Oh, yeah.
So I have been.
What would happen? That's a good point. Hold on. Michael Hush is not with a lit fire. Is that fire going to all of a sudden you're pressurizing it? The fire's going to be like four
shoot
feet
out
off?
Your chimney.
Yeah. I don't know about the blower door. I figure you can actually do this with just a manometer. You should be able to do this with a manometer and be able to test the amount of.
Can you isolate that room?
Wow. How would you test anything? All you're testing, the only thing you're testing is the difference in pressure between inside and outside.
Could you not translate that to, if in my head, you should be able to do this with a manometer?
Yeah, Dustin Cole, I was just going to say, can you just go outside, close your front door, and just jam a tube under the door frame? And
yeah, but Dustin, with C-Stack, you have to have your blower door number. Which your blower door isn't this changing. This is like induced air leakage, right?
If you know your blower door number from the beginning, no. This is a question for Steve. I don't know if I've asked Steve this question, but there's got to be a way that you can quantify the draft in CFMs that your fireplace creates on your house, or the negative air pressure that your fireplace creates on your house.
I'm getting crazy with sealing up my house now. And let me tell you something. I love having a fireplace. I just don't use it enough. You know what I've come to a conclusion on?
Just get rid of it.
I think I'm getting rid of my fireplace.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're not a fucking pilgrim. You don't need a fireplace.
I think my
anymore.
Fireplace is stupid. I don't ever use it. Yeah, but I will tell you that whenever I do use it.
Unless you live in the woods.
My complaints about my fireplace is that it makes my house smell like shit. But it's because my house is so leaky. And then I tend to notice that it's actually when I turn my furnace turns on. Or my fan turns on in my house because my house has such leaky ducts that creates a negative pull. So it tends to pull the smoke out of the fireplace.
You got to throw a Yankee candle in there or something once in a while.
Yeah, we need somebody in here that can help us out with this conundrum.
Ty, climb on the roof, put a hood over it.
Where are you?
It's just like if you're measuring natural draft off like a hot water heater, right? That's all you're doing. It's just a natural draft. Yeah,
but here's the thing. What the worst thing that could happen is if you pressure match by pressurizing the house and you bring it to zero, is the fire, it will increase the draft.
But I would say
it's gonna increase it, right?
But yeah, you don't want to do that.
I know. Whatever you do with the blower door.
You can do this with just the manometer. could, again, I don't understand.
Florida is going to influence the fire. It's going to influence the fireplace there, itself.
Johnny Supertech says easy stuff. So see,
Johnny Supertech, what a name.
So Johnny Supertech, is it, I swear you could do this with the manometer, right? Am I correct in thinking that?
Just say yes or no, Johnny. That's all we need.
Yes.
He's just like, just match it. Just take a picture of the data tag and change it out exact for exact. Simple.
So LED Handyman wants to know if I will be at the refrigerant training summit in April in Irwindale. I really want to go to it. It's just whether or not I can take 3 days off of work. But I got to be honest, there's this big natural refrigerant summit, and I didn't know anything about it until Brett from Advanced Refrigeration Podcast told me about it. And then I realized that Ty Brannaman's going to be there. Trevor Matthews is going to be there. Brett Wetzel's going to be there. My sponsors, Parker Sporlin's going to be there. Like, all these people are going to be there. And it's like, how come I didn't know about this before? So I'm going to try to make it. So,
hey, we'll going back to the fireplace, I wasn't listening to nothing you said. Going back to the fireplace, could you take one of those exhaust hoods and stick it, like, light your fireplace, stick it over the front of it, and then just measure the air that's going up? Because that's basically like an exhaust. It's
you mean like a flow hood?
A flow hood, yeah, that's what I meant.
I mean, that thing's going to get toasty roasty up there.
So Dustin Cole says, take my blower door number before, then pressure differential with a raging fire. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
So you're testing the outside pressure with reference to the house or whatever, yeah, or the house with reference to the outside. Or you're seeing what the difference of pressure is between inside and outside. How much more negative are you going, right?
I still say just go to the front door, stick a tube, your DG8, grab your DG8, go put that positive tube under the door, and boom.
Right there. Got the TEC buddy. DG8 right here.
I got mine finally, too.
There you go.
See, Bill, to answer your question,
argue with Johnny Supertech,
how do I research this stuff? I just get these random ideas in my head and I can't let them go. I've been thinking about this one for a while and it's like, I got to figure this out. So I just get these weird ideas in my head.
So I got another issue. So did I tell you guys when we bought our house, we kind of the house was outdated. It was from the last remodeled in the early 80s or something. It looks like a grandma's house everywhere, right? Wallpaper all over the place. So when we bought the house, we had hardwood floors put in. We redid the bathroom floors with new tile. We had those wall registers. What are they called? You know those little triangle wall registers?
No.
They sit halfway on the floor. The baseboard registers, half on the floor, half on the wall. You know what I'm talking about?
Actually, I do know what you're talking about. They're at a weird angle, right?
Yeah, we had those all over the house. Well, I didn't want those with having hardwood floors. So I ripped down all those, the supply branches, and I had the hardwood floor guys. I'm like, here, just cut these sizes in all over. I didn't do any kind of load calculations, duct design, or whatever.
Is it called a baseboard register, Adam?
Baseboard register. That's what it is.
House is always great at correcting.
So these are all just random sizes and random placements in the house. They're kind of like in the same areas that the other ones were in. But now when I'm redoing my system and I'm installing the ductwork, which, by the way, I've gotten a ton of ductwork installed this week. I'm super happy about it. There's three rooms where I want to shift vents around and two rooms where I'm taking some vents that were in there out. Which sucks because I have hardwood floors installed with holes cut in them. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
Can you good
job. I stopped
I was posting links in the sorry.
I was reading a comment. I got distracted.
I was listening. I just
say it again, Adam. I'm sorry.
He just didn't care.
Yeah, I just didn't care.
I'm like, well, I care. I'm curious about it.
All I do when you talk about airflow is I remember just a few words and stuff so I can use them later to get your attention when I'm talking. I'll just toss in those words.
How do you think I feel when you're talking about cheese melters?
Bored out of your fucking mind like I am when I'm talking about them.
Freaking slushing machines. You know? Yeah. You got to do the glycerin propyl glycol.
What is it?
Propylene glycol, my friend? What are you tripping on?
I don't know. He said something. What's the mix that you do in the slushy machines?
That's not propylene glycol.
No. I know. What was it called? It was some kind of
brine mix or something?
I don't know. It's syrup of some sort. You know what I did today? I overcharged the system.
Why?
But see, I weighed in the proper charge. I had to swap out a condenser on this old, I don't know, it's a Trulson two-door freezer. It's really, really old. I don't know if
condensing unit or just condenser?
Condensing unit, the whole thing. Compressed. Okay, like, I was going to say. It was just like this little tiny thing, pop it up on top, plug it in, braise it in. Yeah. But it was smaller than the old one, and I think this is why I overcharged it, because I charged it to the data tag, 23 ounces, 404. And I don't know. I think maybe I was also an ounce over. You know, I had my hoses on there because I was doing it the old school way. But anyway, I turned it on and my head pressure went up to like 300-400 PSI, and I had to recover about 2 ounces into my recovery rag and ran fine. But the only thing I can think of is because physically the whole unit was much smaller.
So let me ask you this, Bill. The new condensing unit that you installed, did it have a receiver?
No.
See, okay, there's your problem right there.
Yeah.
When you would have installed the new condensing unit, it should have had a receiver, put a sight glass on it, and don't worry about the charge, dude. Just clear the sight glass and be done with it, because the Trulsons have a TXV. So
no, this is cap tube.
Oh, it's cap tube?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you should have put a TXV on it. So, okay, so that's an old Trulson like, then, right?
Yeah, it was old.
Really old, yeah, because all the modern Trulsons have a TXV without a receiver.
I can't believe they actually proved it. You know, like it's that old. Like I think the interior was like in green or something.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because I done a lot of work on Trulsons. So was it a true stainless steel box that said made in California on it?
Made in California on the data tag?
On the original Trulsons, on the actual nameplate where it said Trulson underneath it, it would say made in California. Those things lasted forever. That's when they got bought out 15 times and turned into
Illinois. Oh, you know, I only got like half the data tag. No.
What's the model number? G1200?
Oh, you know what? No, it's not a Trulson. It's a Victory.
There you go.
It's got to be a Victory.
That makes sense.
Go, model number is a, looks like a, I can't tell if that's an F or a P. I think it's a FAA.
Okay. So yeah, Victory did use. So was it originally R22?
No, it's stamped 404.
Oh wow!
It's a metal data tag.
That seems dumb.
See, I don't know if it's been modified like that before. I don't know how many times it's been modified. The existing condenser unit that I replaced, this wasn't a job I quoted. They just gave me a condenser and said, "Good thing."
Chim Lake, yours awesome, buddy. Thank you. Sorry.
The existing condensing unit that was on there is a Rotolock, but you could tell the way the suction line was like just twisted and bent. That I don't think it was originally a Rotolock either. So I think that was an add-on. I can't imagine they took out a TXV and put a cap tube in, but I don't know. I don't know how heavily it's been modified over the years.
I didn't do a lot of work on Victory units, but what I do remember about the Victory units is their parts were so stupid expensive. It was insane. So, and their gaskets were ridiculous to find, and you had to use their OEM gaskets, and they were just like embarrassingly expensive. So
we should also throw some of these up on the old website there.
Dude, we got to figure this out. Cool. We got to figure this out. For sure.
You could put so much stuff on there and not sell it. It's awesome.
I have that.
Guys, listen, we have so much on our website that you need to spend your money on, because we are looking forward to making like 75 cents this week.
Yeah, we don't make any money on it, dude.
For real, why don't you? Like, we got to figure this out, guys.
Like, if we actually bought stock or something, like you buy.
I buy everything. Yeah, I buy it all and I sell it so I can make. But I don't make a big profit. I literally, on the items that I sell, I make $5 profit on everything but the stickers is all that I make.
That's reasonable.
I try not to step on it too much. Like the stickers, I think I make $1 profit on them or something like that. So, yeah, I try not to be like, because I never started my videos to become a merchandise salesperson. But then when people started asking me, I'm like, well, I got to make a couple bucks to be able to break even, kind of. So I
make it worth your time, you know.
So
look at this shirt, guys.
Look at that. Yep. Whiskey bottle warm. It doesn't get any better.
We should figure this out, because my wife would totally be able to do all the shipping and everything. So. But we should totally figure this out. I could stock everything and just ship
it
in here.
Are we going to pay her from the profits of all our merch?
From the $5 we made.
Well, if you do that, we'll do it for like $1 an item or something like that. We will basically break even for a time.
If she wants to like do it just out of the kindness of her heart.
Yeah, we could do that.
Bill will give her a foot rub next time he's in town.
Yeah. How about the bottom of her foot.
Actually, I don't care what you do with her feet, because feet are fucking nasty. So.
Even your wife's, Chris.
Dude, I hate feet. My family knows it, and they all just mess with me. They'll like, and I'm a when I'm in a place where they'll corner me, and they'll all try to put their feet on me, and then I freak out.
Yeah, I'm sort of the same way, except like my kid. For whatever reason, I don't mind her feet, but my wife's feet, yeah, dude, I don't like adult people feet bother me for some reason.
Yeah, like a baby or something like that is no big deal.
And like my wife's feet, all of her toes are like hammer toes, and it's just weird. I was like,
that's 100%. Sorry,
Bro, can you work on this?
What's that?
If HVACR was easy, it would be your sister.
That shirt.
That's going on a shirt.
And then that needs to say to my brand.
We'll give it the 24-hour test, and if it works, it's going on a shirt.
Hey, I would never expect that from Ty. Oh my god.
I mean, I think that shirt would sell, to be honest with you. I think it would sell.
Does Ty have a sister?
Probably not. That's why he's saying it.
Mm. Don't know. Don't know. And I did get the email from Sean Price. I did get your email. He sent me a calculator for figuring out the draft on your house. So, and the calculator essentially just looks like it's going to take outside temperature, inside temperature, and some measurements, and you input it, and it tells you what the draft.
Take some tin foil, put it over the flow hood, put the flow hood over your fire. Boom.
It'd be really interesting. So I imagine that in order to do that, you would have to have everything off in your house, all the doors open so you can see the true draft. But then I'd be curious how much the draft changes, because I have really leaky ducts when you turn the furnace on.
I mean, Clive's got a good idea too.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I got another doozy for you.
Michael says something in chat too, but I would have to say on the secondary side, because there's more volume. So on the primary side, you just got the boiler. There's really no point. You have an air vent at the top of the boiler. So I would say, since the secondary side, if you have all your branches and everything, put it on supply side, like Michael said, supply side all the time on the secondary.
Now, is that because...
Go ahead.
Is that because the second... Are you saying that, Joe, because the secondary side would have like the highest point, like a boiler at the top level of the house?
It's for air separators. It's like just getting rid of like the micro bubbles.
I know what it's for, but everything. Are you saying that because... like your boiler would be on the second floor where your primary loop is going to be down?
No, the primary loop is like the boiler loop, and the secondary loop is all your branch offs.
I know. And those branch offs are like on the second floor. Like your primary loop doesn't go all the way up to the second floor through the boiler, right?
Exactly.
Dude. Okay. So see?
More volume. Yeah.
Do you pipe your systems like in accordance
with be your dad?
Dan Houlihan. And then
where you put
your expansion tank, where you
look at Jessica's.
Yeah, I've been paying more attention to my expansion tank. I've put my expansion tank in other places, and I realize I learned from it. That's about it. Everything else.
What's up, Gil?
The pump on the return side of the boiler is usually always there, unless it's doing just snow melt. It's on the supply side. But
hey, Joe, when you're talking to your girlfriend, do you refer to your junk as your expansion tank?
We don't talk about my junk.
This expansion tank is another term. What do they call it? In in Pumping Away, they call it the point of no pressure
change. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's right.
That's such a great book. Speaking of great books, by the way, this book right here I just got from Mr. Eugene Silberstein last Monday, I think. Monday or Tuesday.
So I'm jealous because I don't have that book. But I will both say. Books.
I got that one and the one without tears.
Have you guys ever been to tears. Eugene Silberstein's class?
No, but I will in a few weeks.
And let me know if he jumps on the desk.
Oh, he does that?
He used to do that. He did it in my class. He actually.
Dude, I didn't know about all this. And Jim Davis is freaking throwing combustion analyzers in my head. I got Eugene Silverstein jumping up like.
Why does he jump on a desk?
It's just what he does, dude. He hasn't. He jumps on a desk and he'll stand up on the desk.
Well, that's weird. But anyway, like I was going to say, this book, I'm only like 20 pages in, but this book is well written. It's like a easier read than I thought it would be.
Yes.
I was expecting to go into it with a lot of engineering speak, like we were talking to Eugene. Of course, you guys don't know because neither one of you guys were there, but like we were talking to Eugene about all of his books being written just for smart people and not including dumb people like myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really easy read. Well written, well laid out, nice pictures. And right now I'm just getting through like the basics section of it, but it's very good. I would definitely recommend it for new guys.
I've seen two people do a psychometrics class, Eugene Silberstein, and then, someone in the chat helped me, Skip with RSCS. Skip, I can't think of his last name. Both of them do an excellent job of teaching psychometrics. Skip,
Savage.
Oh, shoot. It starts with an H. I can't think of his last name. Get he was the Lou. RSCS organization president for a while, too. Gosh darn it. Maybe Ty or someone will remind me. But anyways, go ahead, Adam.
I was just going to say I have a pen. There was something I was going to say about what Bill was talking about, but I don't recall.
About the book being easily read.
Oh, no. I don't know. But speaking of book being easily read, you guys missed a good topic that Bill was trying to pitch to them. Esco, he said, you guys need a panel of idiots to proofread your book to make sure that it's understandable.
I mean, I did find two mistakes 20 pages in so far already.
Skip Krepchick is his name, and he was a RSCS chapter president, but then he teaches a psychometrics class too, and both of them, Eugene and Skip, both do an amazing job. I still am technically part of my RSCS chapter. I'm just not an officer anymore, and both of them have come and done presentations for our chapter, and they're both amazing.
Server program.
Awesome. I'm going to go ahead and not write down that information.
Definitely. Okay, whatever, bro. Like, you know, hey, about psychometrics.
Come Hamilton, on. I'm just kidding, Chris.
It's about to
I value start. Your opinion.
Go ahead and not write down that information.
You're feel asshole, so bitter, bro. Today.
I'm bitter about the whole StreamYard thing.
We're going to figure this out.
Oh, it's so funny.
Oh, so let's address the elephant in the room. We have a published author among us right now. Mr. Adam Luffich up here.
I wouldn't call me a published author.
You're dude, close.
You guys, come on. He wrote an amazing article that was posted on the HVAC school.
Yeah. You guys are making me blush.
And overtime.
And honestly, okay, so what you guys read, we had already been exposed to and read probably a month and a half, 2 months before you guys saw it, but Adam refined it and turned it into an article.
I mean, we got no credit for that, though, Chris. Like, no mention. No, nope. Nothing.
That's true. You know what? Let's name off the people that were mentioned in this article that Adam wrote.
I named
Chris, Adam and Joe. Overtime.
Thing I talked about overtime. Who is overtime?
Who's the owner of overtime?
I don't think that was mentioned Adam? Either.
So technically, when you talk about overtime, you talk about yourself.
I don't know.
If you read the context of it, what is this? This is like you're like throwing me under the bus like a politician. Read the context of the story, man.
I'm just messing with you. Just giving you. But it was a very well.
I wasn't. I was article. Actually hurt. I'm like, I even proofread it as I was pooping and gave you like a half hour worth of notes because I was like, man, my legs hurt, but I got to power through this. My legs went numb. I'm like, I'm not done yet. And I sent Adam this big long email, and I was like, here's what I used
a lot of your but hey, let you me know,
so I imagine the next fall article. Off the
toilet and army crawl out of the bathroom because by then my legs were just gone. And I'm like, I hope he appreciates this. I hope I get a shout out.
Howard said I didn't mention him either. But here's the thing. I thought about it after the fact, and I was thinking when I said the list goes on, there's literally so many people that
so we were part of the on and on.
We're part of the Omni.
I mean, you guys are part of the Etcetera. You're like the freaking Energizer Bunny. It never ends. Yeah,
so the next thing that we actually go to and Joe shows up, our shirts will be we're part of the on and on. That's and then right, Adam JJ. Will be HVAC overtime. And then that's what it'll say. No, but I imagine that the next article that Adam writes in his, you know, continuing saga of being HVAC school published author will be like how our friendship defines Adam and how it made him who he is. Yes. And then he's going to totally mention Joe, Adam, and Bill, and Chris.
You guys are my besties. Let's be honest.
We're fake internet friends, right?
Yeah.
I technically we met, so we're not fake. The only fake one here is Joe.
Although
he's not a real person.
Back in the day, after the show, we would stay on here for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, shooting the shit, talking, you know, being friends.
Yeah, we go on other people's lives and watch them.
Now that Joe's got a girlfriend, as soon as the show's over, he's like, all right, guys, we'll talk to you later.
No, he doesn't. Sometimes he doesn't even say that. He'll just get on the phone. He's just like, all right. He just jumps on the phone. He doesn't even say goodbye to us. We're just like, I guess he's on the phone.
Guys, Hamilton's asking, where can he get or anybody get this link of this article if they're not part of Facebook?
HVAC school. Just in Google, type HVAC school Dunning-Kruger effect, and you will find it.
You know what? You should probably throw that up on the website, too.
Good point.
Yeah, we should have a separate little section of articles and things we write.
Do we know how to add stuff to the website?
I do. That's how I add the merch into there.
You're a genius.
I can do that, but oh, I can't do fucking StreamYard.
Do we have, what do we use? Is it WordPress? No.
I don't know any of that. I don't know it that well. Every time I try to do something in there, I have to go back and watch, his name? Thaddeus's video. It shows me how to do it.
We should totally read this article because the first person mentioned in this article is Clive Mitchell.
Yeah.
See, I paid an homage to Clive.
You did pay an homage. All right, I'm going to post the link right now in the chat. It is an amazing article.
We should read this article, Chris. We already did read that article. We were very hurt by it. Hurt and impressed.
It's kind of weird. It got posted by the Overtime profile from YouTube and Facebook at the same time.
Yeah, whenever you post in StreamYard, if you're multi-streaming, it hosts it two times. So it's weird. Oh, Gil, dude, bud, thanks for that super sticker, man.
I was in Gil's live the other day. He was talking about mental health. It was pretty good episode there, Gil.
Gil, guys, Gil won the best podcast of the year award.
And I was at the award show, and it was really awesome. The look on his face was like, what?
Although,
like,
let's be honest with you, the only reason you won, Gil, is because we weren't there.
That's exactly it, Bill. Gil, sorry. Yeah. That's with everybody.
Because we've been doing a real good job keeping up on our podcast platform.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Although, you did catch up now, Bill. So guys,
I was crushing it, dude.
Yeah.
I finally got caught up, though, but I had to resort to streamlining the process. That's why if you go through the podcast and you look at the names of all the episodes, you'll realize they have nothing to do with anything in that episode. But
you just stopped copying and pasting and you just made new names?
No. I named each episode, but
one. What did you say? You had one that was named after Joe's eyes. His wonky eyes.
Yeah, there's one that's just called Joe's wonky eyes. Yeah. See, so what I'll do, well, I don't want to say what I'll do, but I had a process of picking out the name. That's all I'll say.
That's funny. We'll have to figure that one out.
Yeah. If you guys, and that's another thing. So if you can't make it at the show on Friday and you're like driving your truck and you're bored, go to Spotify. And actually, are we on Apple Music too?
Not yet. All podcast platforms. Just search HVAC Overtime.
I don't think we're on Apple yet.
I get TikTok for your minute, whatever.
You didn't figure out. I got the Apple thing figured out on my podcast.
You did?
Yeah.
How'd you do it?
I just do it all through Libsyn, and I just gave them approval. You had to go in, and you had to approve Libsyn to post on my behalf. So you just do the same thing with Anchor, Bill, because you use Anchor, right?
I did, yeah. They push it on all platforms, including Apple. But we're not on Apple
yet. It took about 3 weeks to pop up on Apple, but now it pops up. Just
It's been 2 years.
If you guys haven't noticed, we are now posting frequently on Instagram. Oh, it
looks like my shit froze.
That's frequently awesome. On Facebook. Shorts, right? We have a profile. I think, is that what it's called, Chris?
Yeah. Profile.
We're doing YouTube Shorts and we're on TikTok.
No, page.
Page.
We're trying to entertain you guys.
We're taking over the HVAC world.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Should I hurry out and go buy the domain?
PineappleNetwork.com.
Yes.
But
and then we put everything under PineappleNetwork.com.
We need to start bringing some of this news that we were spewing up earlier. That needs to be a regular thing.
Grapevine does that. I feel like we'd be ripping up, but we could do it.
I don't give a shit what anybody else is doing. We can do it better.
I feel like we need to cross promote. We need to have like Grapevine come in like in a weird, some way in a weird segment on this show.
Let's do it. And you should, speaking of cross promote, bro, invite us on your show. We need to come on the HVACR video.
Yeah. We could do that. Huh? I didn't even think about that. I've actually had my first like real live guest, and it wasn't the HVAC Overtime show. It was Adrian from HVACR. HVACR.
Yeah, how are we going to be on Chris's show? We'd all have to be proper and
We would all have to wear suits and ties.
Oh my gosh! Hey, someone caught me. Someone actually caught me, and they in the comments were hilarious. My last video, instead of doing a brazing montage, I left commentary between one of my employees and myself in the video, and I was like, yeah, people might enjoy just the commentary, and we were like doing some stuff and we were just talking back and forth, and I said fuck in my video, and someone was like, that the first curse word we've ever heard on HVACR videos? And I was like, yeah, it actually was the first curse word ever.
Dude, you should go back and edit that out. Don't taint your channel.
What Probably do you think should. The first episode we sweared on this channel was?
Episode one. Like Probably. Right yeah, at the very can. Beginning, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Because Frank Hughes is in chat. He's saying, I'm down with it. Let's do it.
When Ted, anti-DIY HVAC, used to be a sponsor, guys, we got lectured almost daily. Almost swearing. Daily. Almost daily, he would yell for at sure. us swearing. He
and
would,
I'm like, sure. you know, I think...
0-3.
Like, honestly, like, what makes a word a swear word? I mean, some of them, I get it. They're just so offensive to a majority of society. You can't say certain words. I get it. But, like, if you really break it down, it's just a word.
Yeah.
It's just a word, you know?
Yeah.
Other but the thing is, yeah, I'm the one who's closest friends with Ted, right? So I'm the one who's always getting it at the end of the stick. You guys walked off in the sunset scot-free, you know? Hey, you turn your computer off, it's over.
Yeah, it's because I don't like pegging.
Pegging?
You like docking?
It's better than pegging.
Only a certain few can dock. Only a certain few.
Yeah.
You have to be special. And you have to be unique.
I'd rather be the pusher than the pushy.
Yeah, I agree, Clive. I agree.
I don't even know what pegging is. Should we Google
what?
It?
You don't know what peg? Yeah, you should Google it then. If you don't know what it is,
Google it.
You should. No, you should go to Amazon, type that in, and then buy the first thing that pops up. And then, as soon as a package comes in the mail, sit on the first thing that pops up.
Oh my god!
Hey, look it.
That's how you do it.
Oh, Bill, you're going to have a hell of a time going through this, like, 500th episode fucking video. You're going to have to
dude,
employ
I gotta
a bunch
start
of people
that
to do
pretty
this.
Soon, don't I?
Literally, all right, so here's the deal, guys. We're going to announce this right now. So normally, Bill, for, like, the 100th episode, he spent literally, like, fucking 7 days watching all the episodes. And
I think it was way more than 7 days.
It was a lot more.
You guys to do this, all right? So hvcovertime@gmail.com.
You guys work for us now.
Send us the funniest moments that you've ever seen on the Overtime show, right? Let us know just what show it was, what moment. Help us to find these so we can make a video, a compilation video of the funniest moments, because there's just way too many episodes to keep up with it all.
No, you guys, I'm gonna counteract that. You guys don't have to do that because I like to do it because if I do it and you guys don't see it, it makes more of a
that's so much better work reaction. Though, man.
It is a lot of work, but it's worth it. And it's the same with the audience. Right. If the audience is going through picking out stuff,
right,
then they won't have that initial reaction.
All right, we'll scratch everything I just said and forget
you
guys
it. I would say that my favorite part, that video was awesome. The music was awesome. So everything was awesome. The best part, though, was Chris's reaction when he fell off his chair laughing so hard. Live on air.
Yeah, that was good.
I didn't even think about that. We'll take that episode of us watching that and tie it into there.
There you go.
I want to find the one where Joe is running on the treadmill.
Oh, yeah. Is that this year?
I thought so.
Oh,
I can't remember, though.
It's not a year. It's 100 episodes. It's a
season.
It's been 2 years.
The second half, yeah.
That's a good. Wow. We should start running our lives based on this 52 episodes being a year. Or whatever, not 52 episodes, but 100 episodes being a year.
It's an overtime year.
Yeah. That's a good way to look at
it. What asshole went and bought pineapplenetwork.com? Fucking Gil, did you buy it? Someone said they went and bought it. It's fucking tape.
PineappleNetwork.com.
Might have been Ted.
Just type in like upside down pineapple or something.
No, that's it. I wanted PineappleNetwork.com. I wanted that to be the name. You know, technically the name of my
extrovert like, pineapple
parent company is HVACR Tech Solutions. Like that's what my everything's registered under. But it would be better if it was Pineapple Network.
Hey, oh God. You know what? I had an idea. I was actually close to doing another tool video, Chris.
I'm contemplating just deleting that channel and posting.
Dustin.
Listen, you know a tool I just got, which I thought was it actually was really nice. It was nicer than I thought it was. But there was something I didn't like about it. I should have saved it for a tool video. That the Navac torque wrench.
Oh.
Oh.
And you know what I think? Yeah, I have that yellow jacket one. Did you ever see the one that like clicks when you get to the right torque?
Yeah.
Click?
They usually do, don't they?
This doesn't click. It starts beeping. It annoys when you get close to the right torque, and then it sets off like a fire alarm. It's like woo woo woo. It's crazy when you hit the torque.
So it's idiot proof.
But here's the thing. I feel like I was over torquing all my flares. I question one of them is different.
I bet you are over tightening your flares.
Over tightening. No?
Yeah.
No, my point is Yellow Jacket versus the Navac, they're different. 100% they're different. Like, you know, I'm comparing like a 3-ace to a 3-ace. Like I didn't do them back to back, but like I've done it a million times with the Yellow Jacket. Now with the Navac, I feel like the Navac.
Yeah, you need to do it side by side.
So, real quick, I wanted to go to Dustin Cole posted $10,000 in the cheers. I know that Pineapple Network is probably taken by someone else, but long story short, I tried to buy the domain hvacrtools.com, and I reached out to some dude, and it's a guy in California, and I made an offer on the website. I think I offered like $3,000 or something like that, and the dude came back. What was it, guys? Was it like 20 grand or something?
Something ridiculous.
Yeah. It was insane how much he wanted for his domain. And if you search, you can actually search how many times what this guy that owns the domain is Genie Air Conditioning. Okay. And he sells mini splits out of a fucking warehouse. That's all he does. But he owns the domain HVACRtools.com, but he doesn't even use it. You can actually look up how many people have used HVACRtools.com, like search that up. And it's like minuscule. Nobody ever searches it, but the dude wanted to sell it for like fucking insane money. And then it was funny because I was telling that story to Bill Spohn, and Bill goes, I tried to buy it too. Like, I was like, oh, I never even knew you were trying to buy that too. And he goes, yeah, I tried to buy it, and that guy wanted way too much money for that domain. So,
yeah, he's probably not ever going to sell it then.
No,
it's not worth it.
We need Dustin on the show. We definitely need Dustin on the show. We need Dustin's a person that we need on the show, and we also need to finally get Nathan Orr to tell the damn goat story on the show too.
We need the goat story.
God damn, that goat story was so funny. And Nathan has to tell it because the way that he tells a story.
Didn't he already tell us that story?
He told us while we were standing around in a circle at the symposium.
And then he tried to tell it on the show, and then his internet crapped out. So
that's why. That's what Christopher said.
What's up?
Domain squatting is illegal.
Oh, really?
How can they prove it though?
Yeah, but what do they consider domain squatting? Because the guy's traffic to that domain, hvacrtools.com, he had traffic, but it was minuscule. But it was a redirect to his website, genieairconditioning.com. Mm. So
I mean, you can't just buy a domain and just not use it and just have it, because I bought my domain name. CuriousHVACGuy.com.
Whenever I think of an idea, I go and buy the domain before I even institute it and just sit on it. Is that just domain squatting?
Ted used the domain squat. Whenever somebody would start a new venture, he would go buy the domain right away.
Yeah. R134 A-hole, HVACRtools.com is not available, or at least it wasn't.
Redirecting its user.
Ty's cracking on my internet.
HVACRtools.com.
Yeah, you know who? Eugene's internet sucked too. But one thing I noticed, StreamYard does re-upload after the fact because it wasn't as choppy after we were live.
Oh. Yeah, if you guys Google search HVACRtools.com, I just posted a link in there, it'll take you to Genie Air Conditioning, which is, he sells mini splits out of his warehouse. That's all it is.
Also.
And Clive and Al Anonymous say that's considered using when you redirect as well.
Oh, okay. If it's a redirect, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. HVACR tool. Yeah, that's just a website that we would make about how dumb Adam is. HVACRtool.com. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But just be Adam
on it today. Oh my god.
Oh, I didn't do it right.
Just stop it.
Yeah, but join the Facebook group, guys. It's free. We'll let anybody in there. Go check out our website.
So let me ask you guys this. I was asking Adam, I want to ask the chat. I have to go to a wedding this weekend, and it's an old friend. Not like we don't hang out, but this person actually introduced my wife and myself many, many years ago. Mm. What would be the appropriate wedding gift for someone that you've known for 20 years? It's not a super close friend, but I just don't know how much money to give as a wedding gift.
Tupperware set.
what the chat.
Everyone post this up in the chat. How much would you give at a wedding? Not a close friend, but Chris would not be married to his wife in a
really And don't forget, it's California prices.
Yeah, so yeah, I would not be married to my wife if it wasn't for this person.
Yeah. So and how much of a wedding is in California? Chris's house is like $3 million.
It's not $3 million.
Yeah. So like gift cards to Wendy's.
What's for dinner?
Never mind. Let's not go there.
Mike, that's true. Where is it being held? It does have a part.
What's for dinner? I don't know what's for dinner. I think I'm sure that
how many people are gonna be there?
Probably 100 people.
Nobody wants to
stay 5K. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, see, that's 5K.
That's low for California, bro.
Not even.
No, you give $1,000 at just a poor kid's graduation party.
Honestly, I'm thinking $200.
$200. I would do a little bit more than that.
Really?
For both of you guys?
I would do nothing. Oh, is what you gotta
double that at least.
See?
I was thinking $200. You really think $400?
I don't know about $400, but I was saying, like, I'm telling you, it was a couple of years ago. It was like $100 per plate, and now inflation, dude. True. Inflation.
I have never ever bought a wedding gift for anybody, and I never will.
I don't think I've ever bought a wedding gift either, Bill. I don't think I've ever been in a place where I could afford a wedding gift.
Looking into the future, the only person I know that maybe might get married someday would be my younger brother. And maybe I would probably get him a gift. Yeah, that's right. I would probably, but he's super easy to buy it for.
That's a really good point. Michael Hausch says, what did they give to me? Okay, so at the time they couldn't afford to give me anything because when my wife and I got married, this lady was one of the people in the wedding or whatever. She probably got us like a nice gift, like a flask or something like that engraved. But
you know what? If you get something that seems overly sentimental, it doesn't really matter how cheap it was.
True. True.
Buy him a fucking star. Get him a star.
An HVR hat. And
there you go. HVACR.
You don't even know that I have a YouTube channel. And I'm like, here's a hat for my YouTube channel. Some
free merch.
But that is also something that people do. They keep tallies on what other people give you for a gift. Mm-hmm. Is that the right thing to do?
Dustin Cole's got a good idea. Sex swing, because you guys can use it later when you guys are swinging together.
Freaking Hausch, get them some pegging accessory.
Okay, this show is going off the hook.
That's the best part about this show, when it goes off the hook. A freaking Dustin Cole says,
I think they make a belt with like handlebars on it. That works too.
If Bill was to get a gift for someone, I could see him getting someone a sex swing.
No, like, not a sex swing. I'd get the belt with the handlebars.
Oh man, get them a motorcycle thing.
No, I'd go the sentimental route, like something like just kind of cheesy, and you don't have to spend a lot because it's the thought that counts.
True,
JJ, you need to go ahead and Google that, my friend.
Like, what if you buy them something expensive and they just don't use it? Like, yeah, it is a gift, so you shouldn't think of it that way, but I'd be like, you know. Every time I talk to him, like, hey, did you ever use that one expensive thing I gave you for your wedding? And if I went to their house, comments.
I know.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I'd buy him a 12-inch plot of land in Scotland so they can become a king or a lord, whatever it is.
I mean, you wouldn't be with your wife right now. You wouldn't have now, when you're writing that check, keep your wife and your kids in the background so you can see them, and that just glance over it, be like, you guys
add a zero for every blessing that's come from their
true. So the whole thing, I told Adam this earlier. So this person, I was friends with her in high school, and her boyfriend was my best friend.
Like Clive's poem.
I was the third wheel because I was the only person with a car. So like, she had to introduce me to someone because it was just awkward going out with them all the time. So
that should be on a shirt.
Or at least that is a really good HVAC shirt.
That is, huh?
Yeah.
I feel like Advanced Refrigeration Podcast should be able to have that one.
Yeah.
That would be a good Advanced Refrigeration Podcast shirt. Because from the supermarket side, that would be pretty hilarious, actually.
Give them a blank check. I can tell.
Pretty hilarious. All right. Well, I think it's time we wrap this one up.
Yeah.
Wow, Hambone's mom has been divorced 5 times.
She must do HVAC.
Wow, man.
Oh, my God.
You got like a stack of baseball cards that were your stepdad's? Like, this is stepdad. God. He's got a jersey on. He's number 3. This is stepdad number 4. And here's the MPV, MVP.
They could start their own basketball team.
Yeah, no kidding, right? You got 17 half-brothers.
Freaking child support and alimony, like 5 marriages.
That's a lot of awkward like introductions.
There's no jobs on the papers.
Is it the same where you guys are, where alimony stops the when you get remarried?
I don't think so.
So here, if you're married and you get a divorce and the spouse gets alimony, that alimony stops when that the person that was receiving it gets remarried. So they stop getting payments. You'll still get child support forever.
Just think about how much alimony you would have to pay, Chris.
Bye-bye, Dustin Cole. I will miss you until next week. Bye, Dustin.
Hausch says, yeah, it stops with remarriage.
I wonder if
see you later, Dustin. Definitely have you on the show.
Hausch seems like a guy who's been divorced.
David Mendoza, get them a glass pineapple.
Yeah, that'd be awkward at a wedding, giving someone a pineapple. That's like, hey.
Pineapple butt plugs.
Oh, we didn't know.
Hey.
Oh, well, I mean, if they introduce you, then they're part of the lifestyle. They know.
That's funny.